Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, March 23. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Roseau South MP accuses Prime Minister Skerrett of using government-funded social programs for his glorification. Guyana food analyst tells consumers pay attention to labels to ascertain the country of origin. And 20,000 people evacuated after explosions at a massive arms depot in eastern Ukraine described as sabotage. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
It's the Courts Home Event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Courts Home Event. Courts, bringing value home.
Are you interested in traveling the world? How about doing some home renovations? Or maybe you'd like to upgrade your business for maximum profitability? Then it sounds like you need Fast Cash. Well, Dominica, we're here for you. Come into Fast Cash to apply for your loan today. Whether you need a consumer-based or business loan, we're located at 1921 King George V Street, Roseau, Dominica, and on the corner of Bay Street and Hillsborough Street, Portsmouth. Telephone 488-3278. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash.
The National Bank of Dominica is gearing up to host its annual general meeting on Friday at the Fortune Hotel in Roseau, but concerns are being expressed over the financial viability of the bank. In 2015, the bank recorded a net loss of $4.4 million, while this year it is expected to report a net loss of $4.6 million. Journalist Kalal John Baptist says, according to the bank's statement of affairs, the bank's expenses have more than doubled. He's surprised over the amount of audit fees and expenses, director's fees, legal and professional fees, and miscellaneous fees, among other expenses of the financial institution. He says the stakeholders of the bank need to demand answers from the board of directors.
In 2016, the audit fee is $211,600. Audit expenses, $50,050. I mean, this is just alarming. Don't we have auditors in Dominica? For this thing, in 2015, director's fees were $218,616. Director's fees for 2016, $255,352. I mean, this is just madness. In 2015, director's training and development was $31,838. In 2016, it has doubled, $113,975. In 2015, legal and professional fees stood at $694,363. Hear this. In 2016, legal and professional fees, $1,190,127. Under expenses, miscellaneous, $123,318. What is the bank hiding? What are they hiding to have miscellaneous so high? Shareholders need to ask questions from the directors, from those concerned about those figures. Why are they so high?
Roseau South MP Joshua Francis is accusing Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett of using the government's social programs for his own glorification. Speaking directly to the Yes We Care program, Francis says the government identified underprivileged elderly in certain communities, appointed people to care for them, and then televised the care of these people for his personal aggrandizement. He says these actions are not of a man of God, but rather actions which abuse the intellectually poor of society. Francis says he will continue to fight to ensure that the DLP government is removed from office.
And the positive energy on the island is on the rise. The people from even Grand Bay to Portsmouth, they are finally coming to realization that this man is a fake. He is not a man of God. He has deceived the nation. And I want the nation to understand one thing and to meditate on that. In the book of Corinthians, it says, marvel not, for the devil or Satan himself will be transformed into an angel of light doing the work of righteousness, such that the righteous themselves could be deceived. And I want to tell Dominicans to take note, a simple example. Roosevelt Scarry says he loved Dominicans and he developed this Yes We Care program. He goes into the nooks and crannies, identify the poor people in the country, has appointed certain persons to take care of these poor people, televise the care of these people, and then puts it on GIS. Now, clearly, that's not a man of God. This is a man who has used the poor people in this country, has abused the intellectually poor people. He has adopted a political strategy for his own glorification, where he has presented himself as Papa Body. I'm saying to Roosevelt Scarry that his days are numbered.
Former Prime Minister and former leader of the United Workers' Party, Edison James, says Foreign Affairs Minister Francine Baron must address the things that citizens really should know about the Citizenship by Investment CBI program. He says Dominicans did not know the facts surrounding the country's CBI program until the CBS 60 Minutes program with opposition leader Lennox Linton, which aired at the top of the year.
I would suggest that Mrs. Baron should probably prepare to engage in a discussion with other persons who are in the know on this whole question of the CBI, the transparency matter, the accountability matter, and all these things. The accountability, for instance. Where was the CBI money all the time? How were they accounting for it? They will tell us, well, if you look at the budget and you look between line 3 and line 8, you will see something there which says what have you. Dominicans have not known about CBI until the CBS program in January, which flushed out the information. So how were you accountable? And that is the issue. Not the question of whether the program was done by all governments, whether in Dominica, in Europe, in America, in the OECS. It's a question of this CBI program in Dominica, operated by the government of which Mrs. Baron is a part, is not transparent, is not accountable, and it has plunged us, the way they've been operating, it has plunged our country into crisis to the extent that our government has had to use taxpayers' money to hire a crisis firm to deal with the fallout from how they have been operating this program. That is where we are.
There is a call for an increase in the consumption of pork and chicken from the abattoir in Layu Park. The call came from the Minister of Agriculture, Johnson Drago. Drago said increased consumption is necessary for purposes of expansion in production at the facility.
We must increase in our consumption of the pork and chicken coming out of the abattoir so that we can expand the processing at the facility. The facility is designed to produce 4,000 rather chicken a day. But we will only do that incrementally depending on the purchasing, on Dominicans buying into purchasing abattoir chicken coming out of there. And we also assist exotic farmers who are doing broiler for special markets. And over 1,000 birds have been slaughtered for farmers where they pay a small fee to the abattoir for the service rendered to them. So the abattoir is alive. We will open the abattoir eventually. But for sure, as we speak, you can get your chicken, wholesome chicken, and your wholesome pork. You can get it sliced to whatever parts that you want coming out of the abattoir. The only chicken that I can guarantee you on the market today that is a wholesome product is the chicken coming out of the abattoir.
Meantime, Drago went on to say that the products from the abattoir are guaranteed fresh, unlike the ones being imported.
We are happy that we can now provide to the Dominican consumer a fresh product, wholesome product from the abattoir. I'm not sure if you missed the news that in Brazil, there is a crackdown on the meat processing plants in Brazil. Persons have been arrested because some of the products that are coming out of Brazil are tainted products. Some of the chicken that comes to Dominica is coming from Brazil. So therefore, I'm saying to the Dominican consumer, here is a reason why you should buy chicken from the abattoir. I'm saying to you, the Dominican consumer, follow the news. The chicken that has been imported, you're not sure of its quality. But we are sure that we have a wholesome, top quality product coming out of the abattoir.
A three-day youth symposium geared at tackling school-based violence got on the way in Dominica on Wednesday. The symposium kicked off at the Dominica Public Service Union, where 14 secondary schools across the island participated. Chief Education Officer Melina Fontaine says through the Child Friendly Schools Initiative, work is being done to combat violence against youth.
Today, the symposium is focused on empowering youth to serve as advocates against violence and abuse. Lately, the government, specifically through the various ministries and with support from a number of agencies, has been implementing programs towards the end of all forms of violence. It is not an easy task, as some violence-related habits are considered cultural by the population. They happen behind closed doors that are very difficult to open and are so ingrained in the everyday life of people that it is considered normal. As Ministry of Education, we have been tackling this problem through several initiatives, one of them, the Child-Friendly Effective School Framework, in which all schools are expected to implement practices and principles that ensure that schools are spaces where students are protected at all times, that they feel safe, where health and wellness is promoted, and where they can all succeed to their maximum potential.
Meantime, Fontaine called for an increase in parental involvement in the schools.
As a result of the practices implemented, we have seen a decrease in school-based violence, and we continue to monitor this progress. However, we are also aware that there is so much more to be done. At this time, I speak particularly to our parents, who we need to work with us to be better parents, better partners in the education and overall development of their children. We need our parents to love and care for their children unconditionally, to monitor the welfare of their children, supervise them, and know where they are at all times. We need our parents to work closely with the school, visit the school regularly, and when called upon to do so, speak to teachers, keep abreast of what and how their children are doing at school. We cannot do it alone. Ending or decreasing school-based violence is a task that requires partnership between the school and the home.
Grace Kennedy has confirmed that the plants that supply corned beef to them are not under investigation by the Brazilian authorities. In an official statement, the company said, "We have been working nonstop over the past 48 hours to get answers in relation to this issue and can confidently state that the factories which supply corned beef to Grace Kennedy Limited are not a part of the current investigation by the Brazilian authorities. We have reviewed the information provided by Brazil's Secretariat of Animal and Plant Health of the Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock and Food Supply, and are satisfied that corned beef is not among the items on the scrutiny. Further, none of the meat plants listed by the Brazilian authorities supply corned beef to Grace Kennedy Limited." The company stated further, "It will continue to ensure that suppliers conform to internationally recognized food safety standards, including the British Retail Consortium standard. Archipelago Trading Limited is the local agent for Grace Kennedy corned beef." And Dominica's Health Minister, Dr. Kenneth Daru, is assuring nationals that the new emergency and accidents department, including the new MRI, will be fully complete and operational by August 2017. Dr. Daru was updating residents of Grand Bay on the progress of the new state-of-the-art hospital for Dominica at a town hall meeting called by the Cabinet for the people of Grand Bay on a Tuesday.
$1.5 million have been budgeted in this financial year towards the construction, designing and preparatory work towards the Marigold Hospital. And I will let you know that as we speak, we would have received the permission from Cabinet to engage an outside firm for the design. Because as I said, prior to that, we would have been at the mercy of the Ministry of Public Works and we'd have to maybe wait another month or two, 3 months until they decide whether they do it for us. But we have received the approval from Cabinet to engage outside firms to tender it to them so they could send the designs to us. So I'm optimistic, I'm pretty confident that within this financial year, we should see at least the groundbreaking and preliminary work done for your new Marigot Hospital. Okay?
The new National Hospital is being funded by the People's Republic of China to the tune of $40 million. Dr. Daru also said $1.5 million was allocated for the construction of the Marigot Hospital in the 2017 national budget.
A new hospital for Marigot has always been on the cards of the Dominican Labour Party, okay? I want to repeat this. We have always had plans to build a new Marigot in hospital. And those of you who still have your manifestos, you could go back to your manifestos of probably 2 years ago and you will see that each year we have mentioned a new hospital for Marigot. The new national hospital, of course, would have been government's what they call priority project. And I'm going to be honest, while I'm not making any excuse for myself or the Ministry of Health, and in fact, I remember when we had this last issue where they tried to make the issue of the Marigot Hospital into a political one. I did come on the radio, those of you heard me, and apologize to the Marigot and in fact the wider Dominican population on behalf of the Ministry of Health, because I felt that we had really moved a little too slow in getting this project off the ground. And one of the things about me, when I'm wrong, I'm not too big to say that we would have at least fallen short. But like everything else, as I said, the new National Hospital really occupied the time of the Ministry of Health. And not just the Ministry of Health.
In other news, the government analyst at the Food and Drug Department, GAFDD, in Guyana said it was advising consumers and the general public that the exact address of the manufacturer in the country of origin of the tuna labeled Dubuque instead of Brunswick was not stated. The authorities have since advised consumers to always take a second look at labels or brands and to ensure the country of origin and the exact name and address of the manufacturers are stated on the label. The GAFDD serves as a regulatory board, ensuring that consumable goods, including drugs, food, and beverages, meet international standards and requirements. And some 20,000 people are being evacuated after a series of explosions at a massive arms depot in eastern Ukraine, described by officials as a sabotage. The base in Balaklia, near Kharkiv, is around 100 kilometers, 60 miles from fighting against Russian-backed separatists. The dump is used to store thousands of tons of ammunition, including missiles and artillery weapons. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau South MP accuses Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett of using government-funded social programs for his glorification. Guyana food analyst tells consumers pay attention to labels to ascertain the country of origin. And 20,000 people evacuated after explosions at a massive arms depot in eastern Ukraine described as sabotage. The news is brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Accords Dominica Limited. I am Kimberly Benjamin.